Tell me, Connie, is your mother still dead? Ed Sullivan.
Dustin Nightingale's poetry has appeared in various journals, including Margie, Portland Review, Barnwood Press, and Cimarron Review. His book manuscript has been a finalist for various contests, including the National Poetry Series. Welcome to the Poets Weave. I'm Christopher Citro. And now, right here on our stage, Dustin, what have you brought for us today?
The Pasquinades. In the future, the very rich will have cyborg bodies and hearts, so save your pennies and purchase a ray gun, which is the only way to melt their titanium throats, and purchase this gun very soon, because when they realize ray guns can harm them instead of just others, they will have their factory stop production and pull the remaining ones off the shelves of convenience stores and destroy them with federal funds, calling it a crusade for peace while researching cyborg defense improvements against their many other products. So save your pennies that you make while working all day in the factories making ray guns so you can buy a ray gun. Have you fallen in love, light in bed, barely kissing air? There's a word for this. You'll spend the rest of your life searching for it. You won't find it, and that's okay. To give your favorite shirt away is a fine token of affection. But learn to be quiet, too. Learn to give things with your eyes. The word I mentioned is something like chasing a horse. Give milk with your eyes, because there are enough blank looks. There are bear-like stares and cow-like. There are leopard-like, through windows lit with blue TV light. Looks that say, I want to eat you alive, or worse, looks that try not to say anything, anything at all. I forgot to tell you about disconnected numbers in Boston or Baltimore and how they keep ringing in your throat like bees, while second-guessing zeros and sixes does nothing but take up garden space. Sometimes the numbers will be reused, and you'll call someone named John Spector or Elizabeth Grimes, who won't laugh when you say hello, desperate with something like love, but it's more like loneliness, the edge of a dustpan you can't sweep up, how a neighbor's light shuts off, then turns on again, like he forgot to say something to a houseplant or a teacup, something important, and no, it can't wait till tomorrow. Some days you'll feel happy looking at a stink bug or a picture of a man holding a salmon way too big for him to eat and feel guilty about it, remembering bombs are falling somewhere and you can't do much to stop them from killing people or the gray beak whistler. So you may say, who wants to live with such unreasonable guilt, and what did the gray beak whistler ever do for anyone anyway? Though it isn't really a choice you get. You and the stink bug, with its stealth bomber body perched on your tiny thumb. Try to remember being young and sitting in the sun, your mother humming while cutting a piece of gum from your hair. Chou is an affectionate term in French and means cabbage. Cabbage is made into coleslaw in restaurants as a side dish. No shoes, no service is a common phrase in restaurants where little shoes sit eating cabbage and diamond rings are brought out in champagne flutes. I want to spend the rest of my life with you, says the ring in the flute. And then the flute drinker says, me too, or I need time to think about it. Champagne is from the Champagne region of France and is a bubbly drink designed to make people say yes without thinking. Diamond rings are made from carbon, and the Greek word atomos means unconquerable, and are mined in places like the Congo by people who are slaves. Sometimes you'll do horrible things to people for the sake of those you love. You won't even think about it.
You've been listening to poems by Dustin Nightingale on The Poet's Weave. I'm Christopher Citro.